WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration releasing more than 250,000 pages of records related to the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but still nothing new on Jeffrey Epstein, says ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Now, the DOJ's request to release the Epstein grand jury testimony is still making its way through the courts, a process that could take months. Meanwhile, we've learned that this request will go before a federal judge who sparked fierce backlash from Republicans back in February when he limited DOJ's access to sensitive Treasury Department records.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche now says he is interested in hearing himself from former Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell, the only person besides Epstein ever charged with sex trafficking in the case. Hazy, hot, humid conditions from St. Louis down to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Feels like temperatures could be as high as 112 degrees today. By tomorrow, Chicago could see the hottest weather it's seen all year long. This is ABC News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Queer young people are one of the most at-risk groups for suicide, largely due to social stigma. Data from the CDC shows that more than half of LGBTQ plus youth report having poor mental health. And now one of their main lifelines is gone. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Thursday marked the day LGBTQ plus Wisconsin youth lost access to specialized services on the Suicide and Crisis Prevention Hotline. According to a Trump administration directive, people contacting the 988 number will still have access to crisis services, but there won't be a press 3 option for the specialized line. Family Services, which administers the 988 hotline for Wisconsin, calls that deeply concerning because LGBTQ individuals, especially youth, are among the most at risk for suicide. The subnetwork was launched in 2022, and more than 14.5 million callers have used the line since then. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped create the hotline and calls the Trump administration's actions dangerous for LGBTQ youth.
The main 988 lifeline is still open to everyone. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Meanwhile, how many times have we said this sentence? Wisconsin is joining yet another lawsuit against actions by the Trump administration. This time, it's over funding from FEMA. The suit argues that the Federal Emergency Management Agency unlawfully eliminated a program that worked to improve infrastructure to prepare for natural disasters. It provided grants that went to communities all over the country. It also argues that the Trump administration overstepped its authority, shutting the program down without approval from Congress. For more local news, just head to our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Football starts tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Packers training camp beginning tomorrow morning at 10:30 with the first of 11 practices open to the public, 3 preseason games, followed by the 17-game regular season schedule. The Packers signing right tackle Zach Tom to a 4-year deal, including a signing bonus of over $30 million, the most ever for an offensive lineman. NBA, Chris Paul will join the LA Clippers and Brooke Lopez. The Bucks had shown interest in Paul earlier this summer. Baseball, the Brewers and Mariners again tonight in Seattle. The Brewers with a 6-0 win over the Mariners last night, their 11th win in a row. How did they go from fourth place to right now the best record in baseball?
I think you got to understand that this is a bunch of people that, you know, have gotten to this point and just kept clawing away. You know, they're hungry. I'm really, really proud of them, but we got work to do to improve in every area we can. But we can at least feel like we're capable.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 90 and a heat index near 100. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. It's going to be hot and humid tomorrow with a high near 94. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
The John and Gordy Show.
Never regret having an adjustable bed frame. We got two twins, put them together. Yeah. So, you know, each of us could adjust the bed frame the way we want.
You and Ann, your wife.
Yes, with
Ann. Not talking about John and Gordy. Just clear. People are raising their eyebrows. We're only here for 2 hours. 6 to 8 a.m.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by State Senator Kristen Dosser-Alfheim. We talk biennial budget, the uncertainty over Governor Evers' second run, and how progressives and Democrats move forward in unity here in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
The fact that CBS didn't try to save their number one rated network late night franchise that's been on the air for over three decades is part of what's making everybody wonder, was this purely financial? Or maybe the path of least resistance for your $8 billion merger? Was killing a show that you know rankled a fragile and vengeful president so insecure, suffering terribly from a case of chronic penis insufficiency?
Wow. All the yays. I want to marry John Stewart and Hunter Biden, perhaps simultaneously this morning. Hey, look who's here. Speaking of TV magic.
Jody on the show.
Woo-hoo.
That's what we're waiting for. I'm going to talk with Steffi.
Who is she?
Who's our favorite?
You.
You're our favorite horse, Steffi.
Nothing really works. Jody on the show. With Steffi.
Wow, Jody.
Your lighting is much better today.
Oh, thank you. Yes, you as Chris tried to. I have to buy a Chris's Right shirt at least just once.
Okay.
Yeah, I should have remembered. Lily Tomlin told me. I said you and Jane look fantastic on Grace and Frankie, and she's like, "It's the lighting, dear." Okay.
It always is.
It's the lighting director.
Yep. Always is.
All right. Now that we have that, let's go back to wow. Between John Stewart and Hunter Biden spitting a lot of truth the last couple of days, Jody. Holy crap. And can I just say, I said to Chris, I teared up when I saw all the other late night show hosts in the audience in solidarity with Colbert. That is exactly what we, you know, I keep always saying, like, be with the people that lift you up, not the people that beat you down. And I thought, that's the kind of solidarity we need to
be. Absolutely.
And I thought, I don't know if Stewart's going to have a job today, but God, if he doesn't, it's because that was so powerful
was
and so much truth. Yeah. I mean, ending with the go yourself chorus.
That was
to corporate. But that's what I think. I mean, it was just a primal scream that I think we're all feeling. Like it was not just defending his friend. It was defending, you know,
everything.
Free speech. All the things. Free speech. I mean, just not bending the knee, not kissing the ring to this despicable child raping pig, allegedly. Did I say it soon enough?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Well, you know he's an adjudicated rapist.
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry, what, Chris?
Enough for the courts, I think.
I'm listening to you now as my new lighting designer. I actually asked what you said.
Well, I think it's still a little too bright.
It's still too close to you.
Yeah.
How, we'll back up. How far? Later. Cleveland.
Cleveland.
See, that's Tootsie. Did you ever see that?
No.
Oh, Tootsie's a good movie.
Bella, as we decided, has the Gen Z stare because of our ancient movie and TV references and music.
Lonnie had to take out his cousin and her daughter and boyfriend and friend.
Yeah.
They knew nothing.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. She looks at us like, what? Oh, my God. How old are you?
Lonnie's like, oh, this is where Jimmy Stewart lived.
Who's that?
Wow. Okay.
It's a Wonderful Life. You've never seen that. Okay. Now
I have, but
the star in the movie.
But, like,
Lucille Ball?
Well, yeah, I know who Lucille Ball is.
All right, listen, we can't wait all day for the youngs to catch on. Whatever, boomer. Let's... Yeah, but Jimmy, I want to give props. Oh, and you were saying Jimmy Kimmel was out of the country on vacation is the only reason he wasn't there. But I'm sure he would have been. Yeah,
absolutely.
Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, John Oliver, John Stewart, Adam Sandler. There was Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen. I mean, everybody was there, which got good for them in a show of support. And I loved the ending of the skit and ended with the camera panning over to an animated Trump holding a Paramount sign like the guy on the at the Coldplay kiss cam.
Yeah.
Cuddling his, you know, employee.
And they played Viva La Vida.
Give me, do we have a little 15? One more, John Stewart. You got to watch
it. I understand the corporate fear. I understand the fear that you and your advertisers have with $8 billion at stake. But understand this. Truly, the shows that you now seek to cancel, censor, and control, a not insignificant portion of that $8 billion value came from those shows.
Thank you.
That's what made you that money. Shows that say something. Shows that take a stand. Shows that are unafraid. And not to, believe me, this is not a we speak truth to power. We don't. We speak opinions to television cameras. But we try. We f-ing try every night. And if you believe, as corporations or as networks, you can make yourselves so innocuous that you can serve a gruel so flavorless that you will never again be on the Boy King's radar, A, why will anyone watch you? And you are f***ing wrong. You want to know how it's possible. Yep.
Wow. 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 I mean, I retweeted it, but everybody, please go watch the John Stewart thing from last night, because it was it was a masterclass. You know,
it was.
We were Chris and I were talking before the show. I mean, can I make another pitch? America. Hi, America. Are you up yet? No. Oh, all right. I'll come back. Anyway,
the East Coast is up.
That's why, no, we so appreciate our listeners, because Chris can tell you, we've had a number of near-death experiences on the Stephanie Miller Show because of, you know, Jon Stewart did address the changing economics of late-night television. You know, your mom has often said that they couldn't do the Carol Burnett Show now. The economics.
63-piece orchestra? 36-piece orchestra? No.
Yeah.
The economics of it. The economics of entertainment has changed. Everything is so splintered into a million different pieces that all the money isn't going to three networks. It's going to
and
a
just
billion places.
Standard advertisers, three networks. Yeah, I mean, no, that's exactly it, Chris, is that, you know, I think what I mean, he acknowledged that, you know, what did he say? We're like a Blockbuster store inside of
Tower Records.
Yeah. Like, but we've had to adapt like multiple times and be on multiple platforms because, you know, we started terrestrial radio and then you've got to do video and you've got to diversify and you've got to we've got satellite radio and we've got, you know,
a podcast.
Right.
I mean, we were one of the first shows that started a podcast way back in 2004.
And we keep saying the Stephcast, which is, you know, only $5.95 a month for, you know, commercial free. You can listen anytime you want. And it is one of the things that's kept us alive and all of the, our spinoffs. Hi, Potsy. Can I call you Potsy?
I'll go with Potsy. At least it's not Chachi.
That's why I urge you, support all of this independent media right now in the wake of what's happening. Jody's show and Bob's show and Frangela and Hal and all the, you know, the people in this whole... Cliff Schechter. I mean, I can go on and on. Midas Touch, Allison Gill. There's just amazing people in this space that, you know, have had to innovate or die, and which we're still trying to do. Like, so we so appreciate everyone that goes to Patreon, everyone that supports our sponsors, everyone that buys the Stephcast. Oh, look, new T-shirts, America. Look, F-47 shirts.
You might want to cover that for free speech.
No. I don't have to cover that. It's only if it says the actual F word.
Oh, it's only
if
it says the word.
Oh, my God, I want to date and kiss and marry. Oh, sorry, that's not what I meant. No, that's not it. Hang on. There it is. I want... want to
date. It's her own box.
I want to date and kiss. Well, I obviously don't know how to operate it. It's been a while.
No.
I want to date and kiss and marry Hunter Biden. Oh, my God. He drops more F-bombs than I do, and that is saying a lot.
You and I are going to really disagree on this.
Well, that's fine. Jody, I can hear Frangela preaching from here. They agree with everything he said. I'm telling you, I just that unvarnished spitting the truth to me is really right. He resonated, what's his name on Fox, right? What, you know,
Greg Gutfeld?
Yes.
Yes.
Gutfeld! You have to say it like that because there's
Gutfeld!
There's an exclamation point. Is that a new one of our new innovations? Do I need a punctuation mark? Will that help?
Is it Gutfeld or Gutfeld or Gutfeld?
No, I think he was right on. I mean, again, Jody, I know you and I, all of us, were so tired of the autopsies of, because you know what? Nobody has crystal ball, right? Coulda, shoulda, woulda. Nobody knows, you know, if he obviously it's easy and lazy to go, yes, Biden should have gone out. He wouldn't. But you know what? I think it still would have been Kamala Harris, the nominee. And because of, who knows, racism, misogyny might have still been the same outcome because of all the disinformation. I don't know. The point is nobody knows, right? But I think a lot of people agree with what Hunter Biden said about, you know, the, and I can understand him, you know, defending his father.
Of course.
But you know, look, they know that they have a child rapist, allegedly, in the Oval Office, and they're standing by him. I still contend if we had stood behind Joe Biden, this also could have been. And again, I don't know either. I don't have a crystal ball either. But I thought he was right about a lot of the pundits and the, you know, I get sick of all of it. And I understand him as a, well, just in case you hadn't heard, we couldn't possibly, see, I do love you because I didn't ask you to get audio because that's a lot of bleeping.
Well,
early in the morning.
Oh, the John Stewart stuff was a lot of bleeping.
Maybe you'll let me speak about why
I
couldn't disagree with you more.
Okay. Well, and Frangela has said the same thing about George Clooney. He said, hold on, let me make sure this works. Him. I don't have to be nice. Him and everyone around him. What right do you have to step on a man who's given 52 years of his life to the service of this country and decide that you, George Clooney, are going to take basically a full-page ad in the New York Times to undermine the president? He went after James Carville, he said, who hasn't won a race in 40 years. David Axelrod, who had one success in his political life, that was Barack Obama, and that was because of Barack Obama. He then turned his ire on Pod Save America, calling them junior speechwriters as to Obama's Senate staff, who've been dining out on the relationship with him for years, making millions of dollars. He mentioned the debate. He said, you know, he said he's 81 years old. He's tired. As they gave him Ambien to be able to sleep. He gets up on stage, looks like a deer in the headlights. He said he'd been flying around the world three times. I mean, Jody, that's the one thing I will say. I am a wreck still from doing 17 shows last year on a tour. I'm not president. I didn't fly through 47 time zones. But I know what it's like not to be able to sleep at all, you know? Mm-hmm. I just don't. I'm just not a drunk person, so I can't. But anyway, I just thought it was an interesting. I also thought the stuff he said on immigration was dead on. He said he would pick up the phone and call the president in El Salvador and say, you either send them back or I'm going to invade. It is a crime what they're doing. He is a dictator thug. And they said, Bukele or Trump? And he said both. And then he said on immigration, he ripped Democrats for appeasing Trump by saying people are really upset about immigration. He said, how do you think your hotel room gets cleaned? How do you think you have food on your table? Who do you think washes your dishes? I just, you know, again, I'm not going to agree with every single thing every single person says, Jody, but I'm just curious your take, first of all.
I'm not going to argue with somebody defending his father, first off.
Yeah. Who has cancer. And by the way, I would be livid if I were him, the way the Republicans
Absolutely.
Have gone after him and his whole family.
Absolutely.
And continue to go after his father, you know. So, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. I like you, we have no idea. In fact, my doctor's husband is going to have lunch with Doug Emhoff today.
Oh!
Because they went to law school together.
Oh, interesting.
And I was wearing my Kamala shirt yesterday when I went to my physical, and she's like, oh, yeah, my husband's having, ran into him.
Yeah.
Out of the blue.
Yeah.
And I said, how's he doing? And she goes, well, he's back at work. And I said, well, email me when he has lunch. I want to know. You know?
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, she should have been our president. And then we talked about conspiracy theories. It's fine.
Yeah. I love that he defended her. Hunter Biden said she did everything she could to support my dad and support me and my family personally. I mean, I truly love her like family, and I think she would have made an incredible president, and I think she ran an incredible campaign. I just think people are getting tired of the Biden bashing and the, you know, the all of Kamala bashing, whatever you want to, you know, just this circular blame game that keeps going on. But anyway, I just, good for him. Good for John Stewart. You've got to watch it. Send it to everybody you know, the John Stewart thing from last night. And Megyn Kelly, as usual, can shut her pie hole. Oh, my God. Seriously, she was a complete disaster at NBC, and she's got the nerve to bash Stephen Colbert and call him a loser? Yeah. She's just mean girl.
Okay. I do want to hear Chris's rebuttal
yes.
when we get back from the commercial.
Oh, that's a good tease. I mean, we didn't even go to broadcasting school. Look at us. We will hear why Chris is wrong next. 19 minutes after the hour. Oh, and Kevin Hilary is gay.
He's
live in studio
with
us.
I can't wait to meet him.
He'll be here from Chicago in studio, hour 3. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, Joe Biden not the only one having trouble sleeping. I tell you what. A lot going on. Millions are turning to CBD. It's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. It's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. Nothing dirty. No dirty.
You sure it doesn't work blue?
No. No fillers, just premium CBD. Over 2 million satisfied customers. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, come with us. Join us. CB Distillery for a limited time. 25% off your entire purchase. CBDistillery.com. The promo code is Stephanie. Specific market product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Stephanie Miller.
Put your hands in the air like you just don't care.
Well, I am here with Peter Galluli, the CEO of The Wellness Company. This is a very exciting. I just filled out my form, Peter. I'm so excited. Tell us about The Wellness Company.
So we are a 50-state telemedicine company. We're the fastest growing one in America. We've only been around 3 years, and we've helped over 1 million Americans so far address their health and wellness needs. And we offer everything from doctor-designed supplements to our medical emergency kits, which have kind of taken the country by storm. I think a lot of people after COVID really thought it was time that they should take their health into their own hands and be more proactive when it comes to addressing sickness in advance. So we've really enabled them to do that by allowing them to have all these prescription life-saving medications in their medicine cabinet right at home. So you don't need to go wait in urgent care or lie up in bed for a week next time you get sick. So the medical emergency kits, we have 7 different varieties right now for all different scenarios in life. First aid, travel, kids. But our number one seller is just our blue medical emergency kit. It is a prescription pack that has antivirals, antiparasitics, and antibacterials. Some of the most common medications that you know you'll need, amoxicillin, ivermectin, fluconazole. There's 8 prescriptions in total in that kit, and it covers over 30 conditions. Additionally, we also have a guidebook that our doctors have written. It's about 40 pages. It gives you instructions on safe use. So if you do get sick and you can't get in touch with a doctor, you have a way to look up your condition and help yourself with dosage instructions in case you don't recall.
So right now, special $45 discount just for my audience, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Don't forget that promo code is Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, any parting thoughts?
I just hope that more Americans take this message to heart. You can save so much money and honestly the stress by taking your health into your own hands. And I think if there's one thing that we learned from the last pandemic, it's that you only can rely on yourself. And we really help you do that.
Peter Galluli, and it's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, thanks so much.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey,
music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yes, I'm with you, Lucy. She threads, we're going to be watching the media to try to pretend Hunter Biden didn't strike a chord with millions of us with his interview to deny our catharsis and collective finally, or that we're all wrong, or that Hunter's having a meltdown. Nope, let's keep that Hunter Biden energy going. Thank you, Lucy. I'm with you. Jody's with you. And now, here's another episode of...
No, forget it.
No, go ahead.
No, forget it.
Also, did I mention that Mike Johnson is shutting Congress down rather than releasing the Epstein files? Shutting Congress down.
They have nothing to hide.
Oh, my God. This won't happen until September. He's trying to hope people will stop talking about this till after the August recess. I mean, it's just, I don't even know what to, okay. Oh, this just in. DOJ announces meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell just weeks after declaring that the Epstein case is over. Huh. Hope she has lots of security.
She's looking for a pardon.
Right? And if you think she's going to tell the truth, right? After Trump dangles it. Okay. Anita in San Antonio. Hello, Anita.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning,
Good morning, Chris. You know, well, the legacy media was busy doing all those Joe Biden is so old stories. All this stuff was out there about Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein.
Yep.
That story about him hosting a party with teenage girls. Yeah. And the only guest was Jeffrey Epstein, was in The Guardian like a couple of years ago.
Yeah. I've heard or seen almost all of it.
Where was the New York Times then?
Yeah.
And now by the way, New York Times put it out.
And by the way, can I just echo Frangela on Joe Biden? Tell me one thing, that mistake he made, or bad policy or whatever, because of his age. So, you know, just back the off Biden, you know? Like, he had a fantastic record, and we're feeling that now more than ever, you know? So you can understand, man, was it a mistake? I don't know! Right, but it's just, anyway, go ahead.
Well, I think Joe Biden might have actually won, but that's just me. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what would have happened? But, you know... I mean, the media was determined to tear him down. And meanwhile, there was all this stuff out there about Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein, and we can't let that go now. But that could have been out there a long time ago. We would have known about all this before the election. I mean, we knew about it. But apparently, the rest of America wasn't paying attention because the legacy media didn't cover it.
Yeah. I mean, and it kills me because they know. They all know. This stuff has all been out there. These pictures, these videos,
it's all been out there.
These
Donald,
interviews.
Donald Trump was, he was John Doe 174. Mm-hmm. He is all over those Epstein files that were released. There's about 10% of the stuff that was already released. And he's all over them. He's on the plane log seven times. And that's just in 10% of the Epstein files that were released.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, but the media just dropped the ball. Because they were too busy talking about Joe Biden being too old.
Yeah.
Even though his performance was great.
Well, it is.
Get them anything that would.
It's realizing that Republicans and or the media probably knew he was a child rapist, allegedly. Right? But here we are.
I don't know
here
how they couldn't have known.
I mean, we've heard the Howard Stern interviews. We've heard all of these interviews from the past.
I know.
What's the latest one that he said? His age limit's 12. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure that'd be fine with you if that was your 12-year-old daughter, right? Ay, ay, ay. 29 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce coming up. Kevin the Hilarious Gay from Chicago live in studio with us. Hour 3.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst have introduced legislation that would expand access to mental health care for farmers. The proposed bill would seek to increase support for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. The program connects ag workers to mental health resources. The bill would authorize an additional $15 million in funding for the network to hire more staff and address different needs among different groups and areas. Meanwhile, a Wisconsin farmer is slamming efforts underway to protect the weed killer Roundup. If a bill currently in Congress is passed, thousands of claims linking the product to cancer would be tossed out. Here's Terry Barr.
Hans Brighton Moser is speaking openly about the moves by Bayer, the owner of Roundup, to be legally protected from lawsuits filed against the company. More than 90% of the corn and soybean crops in the state are treated with a weed killer, and the Lincoln County farmer believes people have the right to hold a product accountable if there are health issues associated with it. There are more than 180,000 claims across the country, including Wisconsin, alleging Roundup caused cancer.
If you're producing a product and there's hazards with it, then you have to be able to step up and defend it. But to try and change the rules on how the referee operates so that you don't have to defend it is total BS, and we should be calling BS on that.
Brighton Moser also believes Bayer's lobbying is a part of a growing problem, the use of corporate money to influence state agriculture policy. Now, two states signed a bill this month to shield Bayer from these Roundup lawsuits. A similar bill is being discussed in six other states. We're waiting to see what Wisconsin decides to do.
The average payout from Roundup recently is about $150,000. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 90 and a heat index near 100. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. It's going to be hot and humid tomorrow with a high near 94. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jordan Leon and Amy Mazzariello, owners of the Lion's Mouth Bookstore in Green Bay. Then Green Bay comedian Kristen Lighty joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Last year, the Biden administration allowed our investigators to look at portions of the file. We did that at the Treasury building. Here is what it says. Treasury's Epstein file details, Mr. President, 4,725 wire transfers. Let me repeat that. 4,725 wire transfers, adding up to nearly $1.1 billion flowing in and out of just one of Mr. Epstein's bank accounts. If you ask me, that is more than 4,000 potential lines of investigation right there.
Wow. Whoa. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah. Wow. Just a little bit of follow the money. Senator Ron Wyden, I just mentioned this before the break, but DOJ announces meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell just weeks after declaring the Epstein case is over. Has anyone asked them why is she in prison then, if this whole thing is a hoax? Just curious.
I'm sure she's wondering.
Yeah.
A lot of people online have been asking that.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, this is such crap, said if Ghislaine Maxwell has information about anyone who's committed crimes against victims, the FBI and DOJ will hear what she has to say. Really? Now? Now you really? One would assume, I mean, they all signed off on this memo,
yes,
saying there's no there. Mm-hmm. Everybody move along. He confirmed he'd already initiated contact with her legal team and expects to meet with her soon. I agree with you guys that I'm sure this is that's one of Trump's playbook is to dangle a pardon.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
And, so that she will say what he wants her to say.
Right. Yep.
Right.
This is why I'd rather have her come before a congressional committee.
Exactly.
And, under oath. Yeah.
And, under oath and, in front of the public instead of, private meetings with the DOJ so that the DOJ can cherry pick what information she gives them.
Yeah, the quote-unquote pertinent information, right, meaning all the stuff I'm not in, that 1,000 FBI agents had to comb through.
They're dangling a pardon.
Yeah. I mean, except they can't do that in Congress. You know why? AOC tweeted, so let me get this straight. Republicans have ground Congress to a halt and considering adjourning the entire House for 6 weeks to avoid releasing the info they have on Epstein. What is going on here? I think we know exactly what's going on here. I mean, it is... It took 2 seconds for Mike Johnson to fall back in line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where are we at? Eric Swalwell, our buddy, our pal.
Everyone wants to see the Epstein files. MAGA wants to see it because they now fear Donald Trump is lying to them. Democrats want to see it because the reason we've always wanted to see the files, it's about the truth. It's not about politics. It's about victims. And the truth is, many of these victims were teenage girls who had real wrongs done to them. And our job is to protect the most vulnerable.
By the by, the White House does not deny Senator Durbin's bombshell. The FBI agents were told to flag every Epstein file mentioning Trump. If true, this would confirm Trump demanded to see how many times he appeared before burying the report. This reeks of a massive cover-up. No kidding, but as usual, the stupidest cover-up ever, mm-hmm, right? Tape editing done with a machete, the Epstein prison tape. They know that they could find wire transfer. Someone was saying that the Wall Street Journal, they probably have DNA on this card.
Good.
They obviously, the reason they went ahead with the story is they probably have pretty airtight. I mean, that was what was also hilarious about Jon Stewart saying, last night, you can't bend the knee enough. He said that he's suing the Wall Street Journal. He said basically Fox News, which, every night. He said it's like, in the middle of a job going, finish up down there and I'll see you in court.
Exactly.
Like, it's never enough.
Right.
When are people going to understand that? It's not enough that they suck up. They're like the Trump network and it's still not enough. It doesn't save you. One more, Eric Swalwell.
Yeah, he should put on his big boy pants and just release the files, because he also said in that same interview when he was asked who is blocking the files from being released, he said it's the FBI director. Well, now you have the president, the attorney general, and the FBI director, all who have access to them, all have promised them, are the ones who are burying them. It doesn't take an act of Congress. They can do it. But if they're not going to do it, I don't know why my Republican colleagues would protect them from doing it when they have the subpoena power. And if Republicans in Congress aren't going to do it, Democrats will force votes on this, will receive information about this, and when we are in the majority, we will deliver on this.
Charles in Miami, you're on with Jody on the show. Hello, Charles. Charles.
Hey, how you doing, Mama?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
I'm up. All right. He campaigned that he was going to make things better. He was going to make, you know, grocery stores, grocery prices are cheaper. So we're worrying about the Washington Commanders and all this stuff. And now and the Republicans, they say they're into life and everything, but they won't release the Epstein files.
Yeah.
You know, they make me sick.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. by the way, the whole, would you like some fun facts on, you know, making everything better for everybody, prices, et cetera? Sure. Roast coffee prices jumped 12.7% in June versus a year ago, while instant coffee rose 16.3%. Now Trump's insane 50% tariffs on Brazil, the top coffee supplier to the U.S., take effect August 1st. Get ready to pay way more for your morning cup. Beef prices, right? Not beefcake like you.
No.
You're still the same.
I eat a lot of beef, too, and I've noticed the prices going.
Yeah, I mean, no, crazy, right? Like over $9 a pound? Mm-hmm. That's, they're saying it's like, you know, the new egg prices, except that it's a lot more complicated, you know? And they've been screaming about it for a while, but it's just, here we go. Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen.
It's like they really didn't care about any of the things that they said that they cared
what?
About.
What? No, are you saying? Go ahead. Sorry.
You know, and I just saw this thing on Facebook, too, Steph, that, you know, the DOJ is doing, you know, the work of the people by going after people, you know, banning mutilation, genital mutilation, you know, for trans kids. And it's just disgusting. This is the DOJ. You cannot trust a government website anymore. Yeah. And I'm with you, Steph, with George Clooney, and good for Hunter Biden for sticking up for his dad, because the way the media treated him, the way the big donors treated him was absolutely abhorrent. And I for one, cannot watch anything with that has anything to do with George Clooney. And same as I can't watch anything with Susan Sarandon anymore. Because it's like you have these very wealthy, well-connected white liberals that have all kinds of privilege and protections. And these things, obviously, from what we're seeing, have real consequences to the rest of us out here. So it seems very reckless the way they handled the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, we should, again, say she only lost by a point and a half. This was not a landslide of any kind. And, you know, it's hard to say. There's so many factors, Karen, that, you know, you minus the racism and misogyny, we could have gotten him over the finish line. If he'd gotten out earlier, if he got out, didn't run again, could we have went? Maybe. I don't know, you know. But
We don't know. But can I say before I don't know if I'm in a hard break or a soft
break.
No,
you're in a soft break.
Good. So I know my friend Kevin, my charge.
Your employee.
Kevin is going to be coming in studio.
Yes.
My employee. Yes. So, I told him, just so you know, to hug you inappropriately.
Oh, good. Thank you.
So hug will be for me.
Oh, good. The touch of human kindness. Thank God at last. Okay. Seth, the homo of hope. Hello, Seth.
Hello, homos. Jody on the show, and Bella with a Z. So I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thanks.
So two things. You're welcome. But I miss your Otter heating pad a lot. Two things.
The cutest.
Two things. The first, I just want to give a shout out to Lisa Egg on Her Face Murkowski, the only person in America who did not know that they would rescind the deal that she thought she dealt with.
Oh my God. She and Susan Collins, the most easily duped idiots in the world, right? It's like, Donald Trump lied about that?
Yeah.
He went back on his word. What?
Oh my word. Clutch my pearls. Oh my goodness. And secondly, I'm very disappointed because I have a doctor's appointment at 8 o'clock, so I can't call in when Hilarious Day is on. So could you ask him a question for me?
Yes.
My question is this. I'm in L.A. How do I get him to come to my basement?
Oh, boy. Look at you, you saucy little
I think
minx.
Both of you are married.
Saucy minx.
Yeah, there's that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stop Having being man whores.
Children.
This is not a man whore zone. Okay, this one, called Activism, says Trump just basically confirmed his name appears on the Epstein files during a phone interview. He said they've been running these files, and so much of the things that we found were fake with me. Oh, game over. I mean, this is exactly what you knew, right? It's the parts with him are fake, all the other parts are real, right? Another gotcha podcast. On Joe Rogan's podcast in September 2018, Tulsi Gabbard acknowledged that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. Rogan called it amazing. It took till 2016 for foreign election interference to become a major issue in the U.S. I mean, it's so ham-handed and obvious. Mm-hmm. Look over there, right? I think CNN went through the whole list of all the look over there's that it keeps trying, and everyone's like, nice try. Release the Epstein file. Nice try. No.
They're not buying what he's selling right now. First time in a long time.
Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly. Jack says they still won't release the Epstein files despite bipartisan pressure from Representative Thomas Massie, Ro Khanna, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I do not like my bedfellows these days. And others. Speaker Johnson blocked a House vote before recess, saying, trust us, but with 89% of Americans demanding transparency, that excuse won't fly. This isn't going away. We're not going to. You don't forget
this
about
makes it last longer.
Right. You don't forget about child rape over, you know, summer recess.
Well, and as Hakeem Jeffries said, the Democrats did not run on this.
It was not the
Republicans that ran on releasing the Epstein files.
Right.
Yep.
And so now the Republicans have put it into the public consciousness.
And by the way, the point we keep making, Chris, about, someone said, if you think, progressives are scared about Bill Clinton, let me introduce you to Al Franken.
Thank you.
Both sides don't do it.
Nope.
We hold our own accountable. And Al Franken, in my opinion, did nothing compared to what we're talking about.
If Clinton is found in these Epstein files who have done awful things.
Absolutely.
Prosecute the F out of him.
Right. Absolutely.
Seriously.
Yeah, where's Anthony Weiner?
Right.
The party, the New York voters, as I keep saying, Jody, said no thanks, Cuomo. And again, he didn't do anything near what's being alleged of Epstein.
What's his
face
in New York? The AG in New York or something? What was it?
Letitia James.
Yeah.
No, the dude. Began with a P. His name is escaping.
I don't know.
We also got him out. I mean, Democrats.
Yeah. Exactly. Carlos in Tennessee. Hello, Carlos.
Hey, how are you? I appreciate your response. I was just wanting to touch bases with you about the Elon and Trump relationship.
Yes.
Less than 14 months old. But we do know that Elon went and got all information available through the DOJ. Why not just ask him to release that information? We know he has it. He has stored all the government information. So why not? I'm pretty sure if Trump says something that'll ignite Elon again, he will release it. But why not the general public just ask Elon out of the kindness of his heart to release the information unredacted?
Yeah, let's get chatty, Elon. Is there an amount of ketamine that will make you talk about the alleged election effery in 2024? Hang on. No, that's our favorite part.
Stop.
Hang on.
Stop interrupting.
Wait for the growl.
Stop.
Here it comes.
Okay. There's not many dogs that can do an impression of a lion. Do a lion roaring, Walter.
Now, is that the thing that writer wrote to you and said was racist?
Someone said that we're racist against Native Americans because we play Indian chants, and then someone said, no, I think it's the Walter the Dog. I'm like, the Walter the Dog doesn't sound like a Native American chant. What are you talking
What?
Yeah.
I don't
know. Yeah.
Okay. You can be too woke. Okay. We're just saying.
Their hearing's worse than yours.
Yeah.
All right. I agree with Jody. I want to hear what you have to say about Hunter Biden. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to set up like, it's our joke that you're wrong. I have a T-shirt.
I know.
And you like to point out that Chris's right T-shirts are out selling them.
They
so
are.
I'm sure people agree. A lot of people agree with you, too. So I'm just curious here.
I think spending 3 hours talking to a podcaster yesterday was very self-serving. And it gave Fox News and all of those right-wing people an excuse to not talk about Epstein like they had been forced to before. Now they're talking about how right Hunter Biden is.
It does drag us back. It is like, here we go with another autopsy.
And it's the last thing we needed right now.
Yeah.
Fox News was being forced to talk about Epstein, and now they have an excuse not to.
I can tell you, though, if it were Jody's dad or my dad, we would have done the same thing with even more F-bombs.
Sure. I get that he's supporting, but you know what? Chelsea Clinton didn't do a three-hour podcast saying how mean the press was and the Republicans were to her dad. The Obama kids haven't gone on any podcast to say how mean the Republicans were.
But I think they were specifically mean to Hunter Biden, especially about his addiction and the fact that they're still pursuing his father while he has cancer and he's out of office. I think there's a level of meanness toward the Bidens that's just been...
Sure, there is. And there's a level of meanness towards every president. And just because he spent 3 hours on a podcast talking about it gives an excuse. It's taken the ball off the Epstein thing, which is what polls show that we need to be laser focused on.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm back. Listen, I am back on the Epstein ball.
Right. But the right wing was forced to talk about it, and now they have an excuse not to. And that pisses me off so much.
I guess for one news cycle. I get it, Chris. I mean, I understand. And I don't, like, what do I always say? If you agree with everything anyone says...
You're an idiot.
Right. So I don't agree with
Jim Ward that coined that.
I don't agree with everything, you know. Hunter, anybody said, like, you know, when they talk about, but I know what he means about some of the Democratic establishment, the Carvilles and the Axelrods. Right. And, you know, you talk about that, about overtly listening to these consultants. And, you know, they're always like, oh, you got to get away from the AOCs and the Momdamis. Well, you know what? I agree with Joe Walsh. Our party's big enough for the Joe Walshes and the Momdamis. Yeah, right. And I'm not going to agree with everything either of them say.
Well, then get away from talking about the consultants like Hunter Biden did. He brought the focus back on the consultants. It's like, stop it. Move forward, not backwards.
This is one thing I'll never say again. I agree with Greg Gutfeld. He said, you got to give it to that guy's authentic. He's the real deal. Dare I say I like him. He said, what have Democrats been trying to do? Try to be authentic. They try to fake swear, do a lot of theater. Well, that's bull. Too, because if you're not swearing a lot since Trump is in, I don't know.
He's now a hero to MAGA.
He said that's real swearing. I mean, I don't want to parse my swearing now, but it was a lot of, he was very authentic. Sure. His anger was very authentic.
Yeah, yes.
I think people, identify with that.
I get it. But now Hunter Biden is a hero to MAGA.
Not for long.
I'll be back.
Greg Gutfeld singing Hunter Biden's praises?
They'll be back to calling him a drug addict.
I don't know about that. Hunter Biden will appear on Fox News next.
Bella's rapping both of us.
Well, I know.
Sorry. She's the boss of both of us. They're like, Grandpa!
To be continued. Thank you.
51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Yay. Jody Hamilton being right, like, pretty much about everything all the time, since the beginning of time. Credo Mobile. She's been right. She knew about it 20 years ago. Credo Mobile, and telling you, it is, you know what that is? It's the Jon Stewart monologue in a phone company. That's what it is. It is a primal scream to not bend the knee, not kiss the ring. They are a progressive phone company, and they donate millions. They've donated over $95 million to more to progressive nonprofits that are fighting for a better world. They stand with your values. When you join Credo, you get all you want from a phone company: fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone and number. Go on over credomobile.com. Steph25 is the code for 25% off your service for 2 years at credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
No, you know where to find the boys and the booze.
Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter? The name and number of your vet, maybe? The code to your alarm system? Think about the steps you take to prepare for vacation, and you'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. That's NOKBOX. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Each knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything you'll need to manage your estate when you're gone, from your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, and the knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a knockbox. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use that code Stephanie. That is theknockbox.com. And the code is Stephanie to get that 16% off. Stay calm and get organized today. Theknockbox.com. Don't forget, type in that code Stephanie.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it.
Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net. www.northernpines.net.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Home Title Lock.
Yep.
Right, like you need one more thing to worry about. Ech. If you're a homeowner, listen up. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document.
Are you going to say fart?
I was not. Farge.
She thought about
farge.
It.
Farge. It's forging while
right.
You're farting.
Okay.
Don't say that. If I ask, they can forge your... Listen, they pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title's been transferred out of your name. Now what? Now they're using your equity, even selling your property? You don't know. You don't... Until you... You know, your ass from your elbow. Till you get... foreclosure notice. Ah. What? The answer is you need to check your home title. If you've never checked it, right now you can find out if you've already been a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. Get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. If you go now to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie, one more time, HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. All right. Bella has chimed in. She agrees with Chris on the Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, she did this. She was rapping both of us, Chris. And this is what it's like at the old person's radio home. She's like, time for pudding and shut up. Pudding and nap. Grandma and grandpa, stop talking now.
Yeah, no, but to put it quickly, I just think I agree with Kristen that we shouldn't spend time rehashing old stuff when we do have 2026 elections coming up. There are a lot of pressing stuff.
It's not like.
Yes, and I don't disagree with the fact that he had every right to defend his father. We all would do the same thing. However, can't keep, if they take a shot, we can't keep coming to his defense.
Okay, as a fellow potty mouth, all I want to say, Bella, is, right, Jody? I would never say any other word except the F word.
Oh, like, I agree.
Same.
Well, I mean, just like little connector words that would connect the F bombs.
Right, we're slightly better than Sarah Palin.
Your boyfriend's coming up.
I know.
Charlie Pierce and Kevin Hill.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. An important topic, the increase in death by suicide by Wisconsin's elderly. Folks from Wisconsin Watch will join us and discuss. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche now says he hopes to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell to see if she believes anyone else should be prosecuted in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Maxwell is serving a 20-year prison sentence convicted of sex trafficking. The family of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. disappointed with the administration for releasing 240,000 pages of records related to MLK's assassination.
King's children strongly opposed the release, saying in a statement, "We ask those who engage with the release of these files to do so with empathy, restraint, and respect for our family's continuing grief." Daughter Bernice King later posting, "Now, do the Epstein files."
ABC's Mary Bruce. More questions about air safety and what exactly went wrong when a regional passenger jet nearly collided with a B-52 bomber over Minot, North Dakota. The plane had been taking part in a state fair flyover. Actor Malcolm Jamal Warner being remembered after his drowning death this week in Costa Rica. This is ABC News.